Blog Talk Radio.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And as usual, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is May 29th, Tuesday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, please do. That's Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. On Twitter, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Today, folks, happy Memorial Day to everybody. I know it was yesterday, but we want to say it again, live, real time. Today, you can check out on GCNlive.com. We've got a new posting of the column that posted last week that is getting a lot of attention, nationally speaking. And folks, they're continuing to grow because of your participation in them. When you share the columns on Facebook, when you comment on the columns, when you talk about them, when you pass them along, it's great information to keep liberty alive along in America. And folks, you're a part of that too. So I encourage you to go to our Facebook, like it, become a friend on Sons of Liberty Radio. Also too, we have a new news site, Sons of Liberty Media. You can find it right on our homepage that you're used to going to, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And it's SOL Media. That's SOL Media. You hit that button and you can keep up dated and informed on all the topics that we're talking about and how their relevance is and where they're located. That is all. It's good to be back.
Is it?
Yes.
Is
after
it?
The weekend.
Is it? I'm sunburnt.
I got a little of that myself, just shoulders.
But you look like a dried raisin.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, the sun stretches your skin, makes you look younger.
Huh.
Did you see that lady who was tanning? She looked like black, like a black raisin.
Yeah.
I mean, not just the wrinkles of a raisin, but like black.
Yeah, she loved the tanning bed.
Oh, my gosh.
The electric beach.
I mean, did she really think that looked good?
Apparently she did, because if she didn't, she wouldn't be doing it. Either that or she's stupid.
Yeah.
A, or B, she's blind.
Maybe stupidly blind. I walked into, and I don't shop there anymore, but I was in Target probably a week and a half ago, and this young girl, probably 17, with her boyfriend, you know, they're walking, holding hands. And, dude, she was like, black from the bed. And it was so hilarious to me. I started laughing while I looked at her. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have, but it was that, like, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just starting spring, and she's black. Not just tan, but black. And she thought she
looked like a dried raisin.
She was pretty. She kind of looked at me strange, like, what are you laughing at? And I couldn't help it. It was so funny. It was so ridiculous looking. That was a tangent.
Was she laughing at you?
No.
Just you, her?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure.
I usually don't notice if people laugh at me. Do they laugh at me? I don't know.
I do all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, notice. We can't see the listeners all the time, but
that's true.
I pretty much assume that they're laughing at you as well.
Folks, I love when you laugh. Just go to the website, okay? While you laugh.
You can see a picture of Jake with no sleeves on his shirt and says the right to bear arms.
You got
to
see the guns, folks.
The guns.
Did you get your tickets yet? you get those yet?
What tickets, Jake?
For my gun show. I got one on the right.
Oh, yeah. That was a word in due season, wasn't it?
That was free, folks.
Well, it was. our last article went, I think we're at 15,000.
Yeah. YouTube.
It's just on the YouTube. If you'd like to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
It was the video that was actually banned by YouTube, and then they reposted it. I think we're at about 15,000. Yeah. They couldn't have did us a better service than by banning our stuff.
That's the problem. They don't know what to do with the truth.
That's true. Let's just not give away our...
Yeah, the secrets.
The secrets.
But it's like for Christ, the more they... They hated what he said, so then they would try to outsmart him and make him look stupid, and every time they tried that, they looked more stupid.
And they'd walk away because they had nothing else to say.
And every time they would talk about him, then more people would want to see him, then they would start to be quiet about him, and everybody would say, well, why are you being quiet? And then more people, no matter what they did, it worked against them.
Well, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto.
Amen.
And who did that lifting up?
Yep.
How many times in Scripture did Jesus say, don't say anything. You know, go do this. Don't say that. He knew exactly what he was doing because he knew the more he told them not to talk about it, the more they would spread the message.
Just spread the word.
See that you tell no man this. And then what would they do? They'd go around and tell everybody in their city.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And then the multitudes followed him, thronged him. There were so many people following him. He had to push himself out in a boat just to teach the people.
Yep. Or go on the mountain or walk across the sea to get away from the crowds.
Yes. So, folks, we've been talking about amazing coincidences as men speak it, and I want to hit about eight more stories today that will blow you three different ways in the sense of incredible stuff. I don't see it as coincidences at all. I see it as God in every sense of the word. And as we go forward, we'll just talk a little bit more about amazing coincidences. Last week, we talked about the Titanic and the parallel between a fictitious book called The Titan, which was written 14 books previous that preceded the Titanic. That one probably had to cause the writer to take a step back and say, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about Rachel Scott and Daryl Scott, her dad, and how someone from on the outside just called Daryl Scott and said, hey, I had a dream and a vision, and I want you to tell me what this means. And he didn't understand what it was until he actually opened up the backpack of Rachel Scott, who was one of the students that was shot on April 20th, 1999 at Columbine High School. And there was 13 tears, and this man himself actually prophesied everything that she did 15 minutes before her and 12 other students were shot dead. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of these amazing coincidences. I call it prophecy. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sunsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sunsofliberty.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. While American novelist Anna Parrish was browsing bookstores in Paris in the 1920s, she came upon a book that was one of her childhood favorites, Jack Frost and Other Stories. She picked up the old book and showed it to her husband, telling him of the book she fondly remembered as a child. Her husband took the book, opened it, and on the flyleaf found the inscription, Anna Parrish, 2009 Webster Street, Colorado Springs. It was Anna's very own book.
Pleasant.
Wow. In the 19th century, the famous horror writer Edgar Allan Poe wrote a book called The Narrative of Arthur Gordon Pym. It was about four survivors of a shipwreck who were in an open boat for many days before they decided to kill and eat the cabin boy whose name was Richard Parker. Well, that's kind of gross.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
I knew he was twisted in the head, but I'd like the telltale heart, but...
You know another one that's a real twisted individual? Stephen King.
Yeah.
Folks, for those that didn't know, did you know that Stephen King said if he wasn't writing horror movies and novels, he'd be on top of a garage shooting people with a 12-gauge? He's a sick individual. Let me go on. Edgar Allan Poe. Some years later, in 1884, the Yale Mission, foundered with only four survivors who were in an open boat for many days. Eventually, the three senior members of the crew killed and ate the cabin boy. Guess what the name of the cabin boy? Guess what his name was?
Same.
Richard Parker. Guys, it's not that bad. Just use a little barbecue sauce.
Right.
It really isn't.
Sure. I mean, you're out at sea. You'd think you'd throw in a fishing line or something.
Anybody want to stop and get some Ricky?
Quoth the Raven, hey, evermore.
Anybody want to stop and get some Ricky Parker? That's pretty sick, but I didn't say it right.
Yeah.
In Monza, Italy, King Umberto Number One went to a small restaurant for dinner, accompanied by his aide-de-camp, General Emilio Panzia Vagliera, I could pass for like a pizza dude in Italy, couldn't I? When the owner took King Umberto's order, the king noticed that he and the restaurant owner were virtual doubles in face and in build. Both men began discussing the striking resemblances between each other and found many more similarities. Wow, this is kind of bizarre. Both men were born on the same day of the same year, March 14th, 1844. Both men had been born in the same town. Both men married a woman with the same name, Margarita. The restaurant opened his restaurant. The restaurateur opened his restaurant on the same day that King Umberto was crowned King of Italy. On the 29th of July, 1900, King Umberto was informed that the restaurateur had died that day in a mysterious shooting accident, and as he expressed his regret, he was then assassinated by an anarchist in the crowd. That pause is there for a reason.
Just stuck on Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, are you? Ricky Parker?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, my kids will say, like, hey, let's stop and get some chicken nuggets, or, Dad, let's have some pizza. How about some chicken? How about some tacos? How about Arby's? This is free, by the way, Arby's.
Yep.
Burger King. Dad, I want some chicken nuggets at McDonald's. And can you imagine just driving by in a restaurant and saying, hey, I want some Ricky Parker.
Yeah. I want the guy behind the counter on a platter.
Yeah. Wow. That is gross.
Disgusting. I mean, you think about it, they're out on a ship. They're not even going to be able to cook it or nothing. They're just being a raw human being.
This does happen, by the way, under the reign of Mao Zedong, when millions of his own people were starved to death, on purpose, by the way. There's a lot of those stories going on. Even during the Nazi regime, a lot of that stuff was going on in the camps. People didn't like to talk about that.
Yeah.
But when you look at scripture, it's a part of the curse, by the way. There's a movie that was out 15, 20 years ago where the plane crashed.
Yeah, alive.
Dude, that was...
Yeah.
That was like, dude, this is bizarre, weird stuff, right?
I mean, that's eating people after they had already died. We're talking about killing somebody to eat them.
And, I mean, you couldn't rightly call that roadkill, right?
Boy, that boat kill.
Hey, Bradley, that's really tasteless.
That was tasteless.
Oh, my goodness.
Tasteless boat kill.
Oh, jeez. This is horrendous. Let's go to the next one.
Here.
In the 1930s, in Detroit, a man named Joseph Figlock was to become an amazing figure in a young and apparently incredible careless mother's life. As Figlock was walking down the street, the mother's baby fell from a high window onto Figlock. The baby's fall was broken and Figlock and the baby were unarmed. A year later, the selfsame baby fell from the selfsame window, again falling onto Mr. Figlock as he was passing beneath. Once again, both of them survived the event. I mean, remember last week we were asking people if they could give us the definition of dogs and cats?
Oh, raining cats.
Now, I mean, now we need to ask the question, raining babies?
Raining babies. Yeah.
I'm Mr. Figlock.
My horizons are getting broader on the show today. Mr. Figlock.
Well, you learn something every day here at the Sons of Liberty.
That's why I come.
And if you didn't, then what's the sense in listening?
That's true.
And the good thing about it is we're educating. We're not scaring the H-E double hockey sticks out of people.
We're not dropping
bombs. Tell them that their country is going to be bombed by one bomb that can kill 90% of the population.
And it's over.
That's the good part.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get a water filtration system, by the way.
Totally.
Did you get one?
Yeah. Well, I didn't because there was no sense.
That's true.
Just stick your head between your legs and kiss your
Well, you got a
backside goodbye.
You got a well. They can't poison those yet. They're working on it.
I don't know what it is, Jake, but I don't see that in Scripture.
The filtration system?
No, I don't see the scaring fear. I don't see in the Word where it says that we've been given the spirit of fear, but I do see in the Word where it does say that we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's go to the next one. A German mother who photographed her infant son in 1914 left a film to be developed at a store in Strasbourg. In those days, some film plates were sold individually. World War One broke out and unable to return to Strasbourg, the woman gave up the picture for lost. 2 years later, she bought a film plate in Frankfurt, over 100 miles away, to take a picture of her newborn daughter. When developed, the film turned out to be double exposure, with the picture of her daughter superimposed on the earlier picture of her son. Through some incredible twist of fate, her original film, never developed, had been mislabeled as unused and had eventually been resold to her. Did I ever tell you guys about my wife? Because I like to just
know. No, you haven't brought that story up recently.
No, this is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it is.
You know, for those, here's another, just to show you how this is not coincidence, this is all God. I used to sit there and watch a commercial in Minneapolis. I can tell you exactly the commercial. And little did I know that the girl on the Cost Cutters commercial was my wife. And what I didn't know outside of
that... She didn't fall on you out of a window either.
No, but she did say to me, Brad, are you going to Perkins?
That's true.
Okay.
Different type of fall.
Yeah, and I decided to bless her that
day. She did hit you like a ton of bricks,
though. Yes, she did. And so in saying that, to add on to it, I asked, after we got married, I asked the Lord for a confirmation that she was to be my wife. I kid you negative, folks. She's done Cheerios boxes, commercials for Best Buy, Cost Cutters. I don't have all the lefties out there trying to figure out who she is. Yeah.
Boycott.
But she was on the front of the Cheerios box.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, after I asked the Lord, it didn't just drop on me. It came after some time. But I remember turning the box around on that Cheerios box, and the coach's name was my name. To a T.
Mm-hmm.
So, say what you will. It's God answering prayers, even before they ask, the Lord said. Mm-hmm. Before they ask, I'll answer.
In that case, yeah.
And a lot of this stuff that's going on here, I mean, besides Edgar Allan Poe, who's a complete flake. But he was genius. Oh, he was so genius. Yeah. He just took on the mind of the prince of the power of the air and learned how to scare people.
Yeah, it's like the genius who built the nuclear bomb. I mean, what a genius.
Yeah, that's provocative, because when you think about that, just think about how smart man is. He knows how to build a bomb to destroy himself.
Wow. This doesn't get any smarter than that.
You know, and I hate to say this, that stupid Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm.
I'm being facetious a little bit, but he said there's never been a bomb that's been created that has not been used in anger. And he's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
What'd you build it for?
Because
you knew you're going to use it sooner or later. You probably just didn't know on who. Mm. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, listening to the number one rated radio program. Folks, you ready for this? In the world. And by the way, that's no coincidence. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air, they are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. If you got a story you'd like to tell, share it with 53 countries, 1-877-807-9977. 1973, actor Anthony Hopkins agreed to appear in The Girl from Petrovka. I'm not Russian, folks. Petrovka.
Thank God.
Based on a novel by George Pfeiffer, unable to find a copy of the book anywhere in London, Hopkins was surprised to discover one lying on a bench in a train station. It turned out to be George Pfeiffer's own personal copy, which Pfeiffer had lent to a friend and which had been stolen from his friend's car. Dude, that's strange.
Yeah.
Is that all you can say is yeah?
Yeah.
You're supposed to come in like with all these little PowerPoints.
Yeah.
But do you notice that I have to do all that?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah. Am I the best looking?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You buying dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, at Ruth Chris's?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That wife here, she's pretty hideous. Yeah?
I feel like I'm getting set up.
We kind of pulled back on that one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take this really quick. Emily, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Yeah, you were talking about in some country. I don't even remember what you said. Kind of flew the coop there, but where they were having issues with cannibalism or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it made me think of, like, on the news, there's some guy that was eating this guy's face out in the middle of the highway, and the guy that was getting his face eaten was, like, knocked out. And it made me think of, like, when I was reading in Jeremiah, part of God's judgment. was that they would be eating their own children. Like,
I know, it's terrible. And it's, you know,
it's weird. It's fish.
It really is, but it shows you the severity of judgment upon a nation that turns their back on God. That's actually in Deuteronomy 28. If you look at it, you can weigh out. There's 14 blessings that the American church just loves to blow up.
Yeah.
But they forget the part in there where, you know, it says something about being obedient.
If you follow these commandments.
Then there'll be 55 curses. Wow, and see how those curses outweigh the blessings. Interesting note, too, Emily, by the way, in the Old Testament, they would aim in the curses, not the blessings. That means the people would hold together to make sure everybody would obey God in unity. But I can hear someone up there saying that's a theocracy. Sure it is.
Oh, sure.
But no, great point. Great point. It really is. It was Mao Zedong, and I believe, now don't quote me on this, but I believe it was between 20 to 40 million people. He starved to death. And it's interesting is when you go to China today, I haven't been there, but the thing is they still praise that man like he's some demigod.
Put him on the map.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he was really, for a better way of saying it, he was kind of a chunky fella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had a couple wives, too.
That's where they got that Chow Hunk from in China.
Is it really?
It was. Yeah, it was. Because Chow Hunk, you know what I'm talking about? He was a hunk.
Ho-Chunk?
Yeah, he was. He was very much really, really bizarre. But thank you for your call, Emily. That was a really interesting point.
Yeah, you bring up that.
You know, we keep talking about this, guys. I keep getting hungrier and hungrier and hungrier, and it's...
And
another point she brought up, Miami, Florida, disturbing new details. Our surveillance video has been released in an incident off of a highway in Miami.
Yeah.
A man was fatally shot by a police officer after the man was seen naked eating the face of another naked man. See, I mean, do we need to debase ourselves?
No.
I mean, that's really sick.
Yeah.
This is true, folks. This is all over the front page of the WND today, by the way.
A variety of other places, but not Sons of Liberty Media, because it's not worth even talking about.
A witness said he saw the man chewing off the face of another man, which is when he ran to get a Miami police officer. Well, what was your first clue?
Something's wrong with him.
The witness says the officer warned the attack to get off the victim, but he didn't stop. That's when the officer fatally shot the man several times. The victim was taken to the hospital with missing flesh, and sources say his face was not recognizable. The witness says both the men appeared to be homeless, and he believes the attacker may have been on drugs. Cocaine. Wow.
I would say he better have been on something. That's not a normal act to do.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally what you'd say, ripping off someone's face.
Yeah. Ripping their face off.
And he didn't do it with his hand. He did it with his,
with his teeth. He was chewing on it.
Mr. Funny Guy today, aren't
you? You know, he brought that curses about how they amen to the curses and to what reason.
Yeah, you're going back to a different point. Yep.
Yeah, because I think it's a good point to bring up. They amen to the curses because what they were amening was justice. That if any man encroaches upon the laws, it threatens the entire society as a whole.
Right.
So I'm more happy. Of course, we have blessings if we obey. There's nothing to amen with that. That's a promise. But there is something to amen that God will vindicate justice.
Yeah. It's also interesting to note with that, Jake, like, for example, when Lincoln was shot, these people were hung publicly.
Yep.
Now, you'd have the leftist, whack, socialist, anti-Americans today saying, where's their human rights? Well, where were Abraham Lincoln's rights before he got his head shot?
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't think about that, do we? But what's interesting to note is when they were all hung publicly, it put the fear of God into others that they might not commit the crime.
Yep.
Now what do? They induce the people to commit the crime.
Yep.
And what happens? The bureaucracy makes money, while the people at large suffer.
Yep. And now you see also, too, when a society no longer amends the curses, they're more interested in what can we possibly get away with and not lose our freedoms, instead of keeping wrong out to secure our freedoms. It's what can we do wrong but yet still keep our freedoms?
Well, why do we have a Memorial Day? What was the whole Memorial Day premised on?
Thankfulness to those soldiers who have fallen.
And paid the price.
That's right.
And they paid the price to what? Magnify our laws.
That's right.
And if they magnify our laws by looking at all these soldiers, and if we're thankful, gratitude comes to mind. Don't we look at them and the way that we show them that we're thankful is we magnify the same laws that they died to uphold?
That's right.
That's common sense. And by the way, that's why Christ came forth to magnify God's laws.
Yep.
He never abrogated them.
And that's why Christ, and that's why redemption is so much stronger than just the law. Because if we amen the law, just because the law is what it is, and we should. But then when you amen the fact that Christ's sacrifice died for that law, now you're amening something more than the law. You're amening the love that was shed to complete that law, to fulfill that law.
Yeah, here's another thing. When you think about the law, the law only condemns.
That's
and what is it? And what does it condemn, friends? Crime.
Yep.
Why would anybody be an antinomianist or an anarchist? I don't understand that. Why would you want to abrogate the law that condemns crime? I mean, that sounds like the modern day Supreme Court, who said it's not a permissible objective to teach the kids not to kill, not to steal, not to lie.
Psychologically damaging, even.
I mean, whenever you hear the word law, you can just hear how many idiots out there in the guest audience says, oh, you know, that's that law. You know, that's a thing of the past. I know. You're an antinomianist. You have no regard for right and wrong. You have no regard for the law. You hate your country. You hate your God. Well, what do you mean you hate your country? Well, a cop that enforces the law loves his country, right?
Right.
And if we like the cops and if we love the cops, which we should, if they're good cops, we're on the same page with them.
Mm-hmm.
We're in adherence to those laws with them and magnifying them. We're not at war with them. Anyways, I love that train of thought. Mm-hmm. Why would we try to get rid of that which condemns crime? And here's the other thing to the church. What drives you to the foot of the cross?
Yep.
Psalm 19:7,
yep.
Galatians 3:24, Romans 3:20. What drives you to the foot of the cross?
Mm-hmm.
Just like D.L. Moody said, the law drives me to the foot of the cross and can do no more.
That's right.
He's exactly right.
Unless you are a criminal, then of course you love
sure.
to condemn
just like a little
law.
Kid at a party sees yep. the cops coming. Hey, man, the pigs are yep. coming. The pigs are coming.
Or you go to a church and you talk about the law. Oh, that legalistic.
Yeah.
Oh, that hateful. But, you know,
yeah.
bringing back to Christ.
Speaking of which, how many of this month, just mm-hmm. this month, there's a record for church closings in the United States. Well, if the church in America would do their job,
that's right.
maybe the Lord would sustain them.
That's right. But instead, it turns itself into a weak, pallid business that can't
sure.
even survive.
Yeah.
If you go back to Christ, why does somebody want Christ? Well, why? Because Christ then perfects the law in people. So it all goes back to that law.
He fulfills it, yeah.
He totally does. And that's the purpose of Christ. So when we want Christ, Christ shed his blood, or we want redemption, why? Why do we celebrate what the veterans did on Memorial Day? Because once we see that price, now we all the more magnify that law.
But what they do today in America is they magnify Hitler. They magnify Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They magnify yeah. him in his crimes rather than being thankful for what the veterans did. And instead of being thankful, they tolerate the crime.
Yep.
I mean, just think about it. Millions of men in our country have died to eradicate this ideology that this president promotes
mm-hmm.
in your country. Just think right. about that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
So, anyways, we got to keep going on here. Okay, all right. We'll take this one really quick, too. Welcome to the show, Chase. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, man. Thanks. Thanks for asking,
yeah.
dude.
Yep. Hey, you were talking about justice there for a second. It reminded me, I was just reading about Joshua and Achan in Joshua 6, and he was talking about how the army of Israel went to fight Ai, or however you say the city, and they failed because there was an Achan in the camp. You know, it's like there was somebody disobeying God's law, and they were like hoarding the gold and silver from Jericho. And Joshua fell to his face before the Ark of the Covenant, and he was praying, and God came to him and spoke to him and said, get up off your face and establish justice. You know, take care of the situation and get rid of the disobedience. You know, they cursed it in the camp. And it totally reminds me of, like, the modern church. Like, they sit on their face and pray and pray and pray, yeah. but they don't actually establish justice. And that's where God's going to bless it, is when they establish justice. You know, clean out the camp.
That's what the church is for. We got to take a quick break, Chase. Thank you for your call. Let's answer that when we come back, because Joshua was sent to dispossess
right.
the enemies. That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
No condemnation to those that help Bradley cut his grass. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah.
Thank you for the phone calls, people. We appreciate it. It's your radio show. Chase, right before the break, was talking about Joshua in AI. Here's a real interesting situation. Guess how you spell AI?
A-I? Did I get it?
Chase, there's no other way to pronounce it, brother. It's AI. That's his name. AI. All right? Joshua was sent to dispossess the enemies, not to sit there and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
The church is called to be on fire, and it leaves ashes all around it. That's what the Black Regiment was at the foundation of our country. Let me interject one more thought, and we'll jump to this coincidences again, as men call them. Achan, the individual that broke God's law and transgressed and was the stumbling block to a victory, Achan means troubler.
Mm-hmm.
He was troubling the camp because of his disobedience towards God, not towards man.
Yep.
That came secondary. Look at the way God dealt with Achan.
Yep.
Didn't trouble him no more, did he?
Nope.
Troubled him and his household, rightfully so.
That's what he did.
Little even leave it at the whole lump. Mm-hmm.
Some people say, well, why is household? Because it's hard to bury treasure underneath your tent without everybody in your tent watching you do it.
Yep.
They were all accomplices to the crime.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes you really sound like you know what you're talking about.
Is that like 2 nights in a row I got to take you out for dinner now?
Yeah.
All these compliments are killing me.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Let's go to another one here. Are they killing you? Is my kindness killing you, Jake?
Yes. My sunburn is killing me, but it doesn't look as
bad as mine. I look like a lobster.
Yeah.
Well, a built lobster.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
Lobsters are built.
An Elvis-looking red lobster.
A red lobster Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, you know what the left is saying about me now?
Uh-huh.
What? The tired rocker.
Tired?
Tired. I agree. I mean, 336 high schools. Been on the radio for going on 12 or 13 years now.
How much more can a guy do without getting tired?
Got a big family.
Yeah.
Got to oversee the ministry. Always setting up dates, talking to kids. I'm so busy changing the country by the power of God, man. I guess sooner or later you get tired. I wish some of these socialists were set for the things of God. I'll tell you what, when the Spirit of God gets a hold of them, we're going to change the country. That's a compliment.
Because
at least they're doing something. They're not like working for it or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, I don't want you to think that they like got jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if I made the implication that they have a job, some of you wouldn't have anything to talk about.
That's true.
Oh, Bradley, that's to the cut.
Oh, he's cutting to the
cut. It is. Let's get back to an amazing coincidence. Mm-hmm. We'll do one more. In the 1920s, three Englishmen were traveling separately by train through Peru. At the time of their introduction, they were the only three men in the railroad car. Their introductions were more surprising than they could have imagined. One man's last name was Bingham, Mr. Bingham.
Really?
Yeah, and the second man's last name was Powell, Mr. Powell. The third man announced that his last name was Bingham Powell. None were related. None were related. I'm wondering if, like, the third guy just didn't say Bingham Powell because he didn't want him to know his last name. Because maybe he was a creep.
Could have.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe the press was capping on him at that particular time. Yeah. And
he's like, Bingham Powell sounds good.
Yeah, I'll just say that because if I tell my real last name, they might not like me and kick me off the stagecoach.
Because if it was a stagecoach, you know they didn't have driver's license, so nobody could have verified it. So, yeah.
What?
It could have been what happened.
It's a good thing for the Ford to come in then, right?
Yeah,
to create cars, because then now they
have driver's license.
Bureaucracies.
Yeah. And we got the DMVs and stuff. You know?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, as if, I don't know, 1,500 different taxes isn't good enough to fill their coffers. I don't know it will. All right. Well, what do you think, Jake? Should we do one more?
Yeah, I do.
All right. It's
good
provocative stuff. Yeah. Invokes thought. That's important. People need to think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you know what Hitler said about Germany when he overtook Germany? He said it's a good thing for people in power that people never think.
How fortunate. Yeah.
Well, there's so many different.
To be fortunate. I'm just thinking, like, fortunate is almost like luck, right? You're just fortunate. How lucky leaders are.
Maybe.
It's not like they actually work at it.
No, totally.
Lucky.
Or here's another question. How many times does a man need to be found out to be a liar, a thief, committing the act of treason, and the American people like think someday he's just going to go away on his own or
it's
something?
It's been an accident, coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, go down to the DOJ and empowering the drug runners over in Mexico.
Why not?
Killing our border
abortionists.
Patrol. Yeah.
Starting race wars down in Florida. I mean,
making people pay for abortions, yeah. Race wars, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's justice, right?
I think so. Boy. You guys are sarcastic. No, it's true, folks, and you know it's true.
That's right.
And we deal with it on a daily basis. And it's absolutely a shame that America has tolerated this administration to the point that they have.
As a little side note, did you see that one of the largest lawsuits is happening right now with this administration?
Yeah, Catholics from the Catholic Church. Good
stepped
for,
it up.
Good for the good Catholics.
They're actually preaching civil disobedience through some of their pamphlets that they're handing out in their churches.
Towards unruly governments.
That's right.
And obedience to God, of course.
And quoting,
let's put it into perspective.
Quoting Sir Thomas More.
Really?
And they're actually bringing up this vigil, you know, this prayer thing, special period of prayer, during the time where they're celebrating, commemorating Thomas More.
Really?
And then another cardinal that was actually beheaded by King Henry VIII, the tyrant, because he wouldn't go along with them.
That's right. Explain that. Sir Thomas More wouldn't agree to an unlawful marriage.
That's right.
And because he wouldn't agree to an unlawful marriage before God, they imprisoned him. They stripped him of everything.
Yep.
They imprisoned him, and then they beheaded him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's something that what people will do to the extent to burn their conscience.
And the thing that is disturbing about it is that people went along with it.
Yeah. Even though they knew that Thomas More was right, he was a hero.
Well, he said even during the court case before they beheaded him, mm-hmm. he said, "I'm the king's loyal subject."
That's right.
That wasn't good enough because the conscience of the king mm-hmm. was cutting him to the core.
That's right.
He had to get rid of Thomas More because everybody respected Sir Thomas More's opinion on the situation, and his silence was maddening mm-hmm. to those that were violating God's law.
Yep.
It's true.
And I think what's great, too, is the fact that he sat in a position of authority because all the people in England knew that it was wrong what he was doing. The only people that believed in what he was doing is those that wanted political favors. That's it. So here you had the people looking for somebody to stand and represent yep. what they believed. And here this man did it.
Yeah.
And here right now you've got 42 different churches, including, I was shocked, the University of Notre Dame, of all places.
Yeah, they just had Siberian there last week.
Oh, they did.
Sibelius.
Or was that Georgetown? Which one?
Oh, you guys, I keep getting these messed up.
But, I mean, Notre Dame is
let's get it straight so there'll be no confusion.
Yeah, Notre Dame, University of Notre Dame, Archdiocese of New York and Washington, and 12 different other lawsuits against Obama's administration. And this is what they're putting in their leaflets and their flyers. Now, I grew up Catholic, going to a Catholic school. I don't really ever remember any...
I knew there was something wrong. Is that why you got that bald spot in the back of your head?
No, knock that off!
Or did you drop some of the wax from the candle that you were holding?
That's what happened being an altar boy.
Right.
Some unjust laws impose such injustices on individuals and organizations that disobeying the laws may be justified. That's what it says in the document they're putting in the bulletins. Every effort must be made to repeal them. We're talking about action here.
Now, folks, this is where you're starting to see the real church. It's too bad they've had to wait so long to do it, but they're being assaulted.
You got it.
And for all you good Catholics out there, man, get behind the church.
Yep.
Amen.
And everybody, I mean, this is about the country that
we
stand in right now.
Catholic means universal. So we universally as the church need to back them up.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
And good for them.
And I mean, when you look at what they're saying, when fundamental human goods, such as the right of conscience, are at stake, that's exactly what this is. We may need to witness to the truth by resisting the law and incurring its penalties.
Amen. And by the way, that is scripture through and through.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
And here's the amazing thing.
But what about Romans 13?
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to subject ourselves to the kings and the dignitaries and those guys.
No.
When they obey God.
Yep.
But when they disobey God, mm-hmm. then you disobey them.
Right.
They become the tyrant. You become God's man or God's woman in the face of that tyranny. It's that simple. That's the church's heroes.
Yep,
Sir Thomas More was one of them.
And Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., they're actually quoting him as well. When he's in prison in Birmingham, Alabama, for marching on, I believe it was Good Friday, he went out and marched. He quoted the Book of Romans to justify his stance on disobeying an unlawful rule, and also talking about Augustine and Thomas Aquinas. Law
Augustine
has to square
was something
with
else,
God's.
Huh?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It has to square with God's law. If a law does not square with God's law, it does not deserve
obedience. Is that why John the Baptist was beheaded?
Exactly. Why.
Isn't that what Jesus said? Hey, go tell that fox.
Yeah.
Look at all the prophets. Who are they speaking out against?
Elijah, Ahab,
Jeremiah, the kings, Amos, the king, and the priests that wouldn't obey God.
Yep.
Man, that sounds scriptural.
Daniel.
Yeah, but we're supposed to subject ourselves to those that break God's laws.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
No, as a matter of fact, corrupt government knows better than that.
Yes, they do.
They're just using the media to try to make sure that you looked corrupt, and they look right.
But when the church stands, they lose.
Amen. Every single time, because the gates of hell will not prevail.
Amen.
Talk to you tomorrow.